Hey, Mama, welcome back to the One Income Family Podcast. Today we are diving into budgeting, but more importantly, two different types of budgets and how you can combine them to make the ultimate power budget. Yes, there will be other tips along the way because we can't just talk about two different types of budgets without the extra tips to set boundaries so that you can actually stick to these budgets, the system of the two budgets mixed together. But through this system, every dollar will have a job. So no more overspending because you have extra money that has no place to go. You will also learn how to split up your income in a way that prevents you from spending too much on things that you only want and allows you to bring in the act of giving. Yes, giving is so important because when you give your money away to those in need, you grow in more ways than just money. So grab that pen and paper, Mama, because you are about to create some crazy growth in your finances, but more importantly, in your heart. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Alrighty, now I don't want to share too many details just yet, but there is something exciting coming this way on the One Income Family Podcast, and I am so excited about it. It's really hard for me not to share all the details, but it is 100% free, and over the next few episodes, I'm going to be dripping out the details, the fun that I have planned for the podcast in a few short weeks. So you're going to want to make sure that you are tuning in to the next few episodes because you're going to need to know the details and keep an eye out on your inbox because if you are subscribed to the One Income Family newsletter, you will be the first to learn what is happening on the podcast this Friday, along with other fun things that are going to be coming out. So also, a little heads up, you will want to join the One Income Family community over on Facebook so that you can be even more engaged in what's about to happen here on the podcast. You can easily join both the newsletter and join the community by going over to the community and joining, which is at bit.ly/theoneincomefamilycommunity. So when you join the community and you answer the questions, you will join both the newsletter and the community. Now, maybe you're not on Facebook, you can still join the newsletter at bit.ly/theoneincomefamilyinsider. Which both links will be in the show notes, so you don't have to remember those, but it's super important, that's funny. Apparently I'm trying to create an accent there, but it's super important that you join these two the community and become an insider so that you can be the first to learn what is going to be going on here on the podcast. And like I said, you can easily join both of them just by joining the community, or you can join just the newsletter at that link for the newsletter if you aren't on Facebook. But I suggest joining the group because there's going to be so much more community, so much more support, so much more engagement. If you're not on Facebook, you will still get that support and connection through email. It's just not going to be as community-like. It'll just be you and me talking, right? Okay, so before I babble on about this, let's move on. But definitely keep an eye out in the next few episodes for the exciting news that is about to be here on the One Income Family Podcast. Alrighty, so we are talking about two different types of budgets and how to mix them together to create the ultimate power budget, to create the ultimate system that will help you stay on budget, that will help you be able to really embrace both your needs and your wants and still be able to give at the same time. It is so exciting the way this budget is set up that it just makes it so much easier to just go and do it without having to think. Like I see all these budgets online where you have to manually write things out. And if you're a writer, that's awesome. But I feel like as a mom, as a homeschooler, as a business owner, as somebody who's super busy, I don't really have the time to sit down and physically write everything out. And so I love having this system set up on a spreadsheet where it's pretty much the same thing. Like you just plug in the amount that you get at that, whether you have it set up paycheck wise, whether you have it set up month wise, you know, however your money comes in, you plug it in there when you sit down and do your budget or your budgeting system. That's the right thing. I about said bill system. My brain, you know my brain, right? It's never wanting to cooperate when I'm talking to you guys, right? I feel like it's been that way the past few weeks, which makes sense because I'm trying to record in the early hours of the morning these days since it's been a struggle recording during nap time. So just bear with me as I retrain my brain to be able to record in the mornings. But going back to budgeting, getting off topic. I really want you to be able to create a budget that doesn't take a whole lot of time. And that's what I've been working on. That's what I've been really trying to dive into, to create a budget for you guys that you can just plug and play and it doesn't take a whole lot of time and effort. Now tracking it is another story, but the actual implementing of the budget, you know, you just have the same amounts in each category pretty much each month. Now, whether you tweak it or change it as you go on, it's still a simple switch. So, I've tried many different types of budgeting. I've tried the zero-based budget. I've tried percentage-based budget. I've tried the cash flow system electronically because I don't really like to have a whole bunch of cash on hand. But I have tried all these different types of systems and I could never really get one specific one to work for me until I combined them all. So before I go into how I did that, I want to talk about what each type of system is, what each kind of budget is, so that you can really understand why I combine them all together. Okay. So the first one that I want to talk about is zero-based budgeting. This is one of the most common things out there. I'm sure you've heard it, but it's essentially where you have a plan for all of your money and every dollar goes somewhere. So it is technically spent, and I just did little air quotes if you could see me, but it's spent so that you don't have like this money just sitting there that doesn't have a job. And it's burning a hole in your pocket because that can be the most difficult money not to spend. And you can find yourself spending it and using it in places that you don't actually see any result from. So like if you're going and you're spending it on eating out or you're spending it on, you know, those fun little items, well, in the long run, you don't really see any result from it. And we want your money to bring you both the small increments of joy, you know, where it comes to like those coffees maybe you like to get, or maybe it's an energy drink, which I'm not big on, but that's for another topic. But whatever those little nuances are that bring you that little bit of joy, I don't want to take those out. But in the long run, they're not going to give you a big result. At the end of the year, you're not going to look back on your budget and say, oh yeah, I was able to get those drinks like I wanted to, or oh yeah, I was able to eat out without having to stress over it. when instead you want to be able to say, what did I do with my money? Oh, hey, I was able to paint my house. Oh, hey, I was able to put in a garden. Oh, hey, I was able to put up a fence so that it could last long and maybe it looked nice, or maybe I was able to remodel a room in my house, you know, something that brings you long-term joy and not just that short-term joy. And so that's why I really like to have the zero-based budget, because it prevents that overspending, because then every dollar has a job. And when you go out, and I know a lot of people, when they say, well, it's not in the budget, it's because they don't have the money for it. But when you have a zero-based budget, you have the money for those little nuances. You have the money for those things. It's just not a priority, that paycheck. And if it's something that you want to do, you have to pre-plan for it so that you can have the so-called money in your budget for that specific thing. And it's not that you're poor. It's not that you don't have a lot of money. It's that you have prioritized that money to go somewhere else. And that is what makes it so much easier to stick to your budget, when you have put those boundaries in place in those categories, in that maybe it's in the savings, maybe it's going towards debt. You know, there are so many possibilities. There, your financial goals is where that money is going to, and you have those priorities in place, it makes it so much easier to stick to your budget. Okay, so then the next system I want to talk about is the cash flow system. This system really like reframed my thinking when it comes to sticking to the budget, because I know that when I had the spending account and the bills account, and that's all that I had, I found it so easy to not stick to the budget. Like, I didn't really track at the time, so I know that makes a difference. But when I really sat down and I thought about things, I struggled with tracking the categories. I struggled with really figuring out where or why I was overspending, because, you know, I just look at the account on my phone, on the app, and say, oh, I've got the money in there. But then later on, I regretted it because I needed it for something more important, which then, you know, came my number one rule, which I will put in the show notes for you to reference later on. But that's where that came from, was figuring that out. But then once I was able to really look at like a cash flow system and think about that. I never really wanted that system, I should add, because I didn't like carrying that much cash around. I didn't like the thought that I could lose it or that somebody could take it out without me knowing, and then be down money that I needed, right? So that's why I set up the cash flow system electronically, by creating multiple accounts to be able to account for each specific category. Now, no, I did not open, you know, 20 different accounts for 20 different categories. I don't even know how many I have, actually. But no, I did not open that many categories or accounts, because then I'd be going crazy. But I did open multiple accounts so that I was able to separate my money into different locations that would prevent me from overspending money that I needed for maybe, say, right now, or even in the long term for like my yearly expenses. Like sometimes you have insurance that's every 6 months, or maybe you have it monthly, you know, however you have that set up, or maybe you have it your monthly subscriptions, or yearly subscriptions, or your car tags, you know, that comes yearly, it's not monthly. So if you don't save up for that, when it comes time to actually paying those, it can be really difficult to pay for those when it comes up. And then you're like, oh my gosh, why do I have such an expensive vehicle? I have to pay $400 towards my tags and getting it tax return. Now, I'm struggling to think about what it's actually called, but you know what I'm talking about when you have to renew your plates and everything. But those are the yearly expenses that you don't think about. And then if you spend it in the moment without knowing that that money needs to go somewhere or without thinking about it, you know, when you're out there spending money, you don't think about, oh, well, do I have enough money to cover those yearly expenses? Do I have enough money to cover this? It's usually just, do I have the money to pay for this right now? And it's either a yes or a no. And that's generally as deep as we go in the moment. And that's why the cash flow system really helps me figure this out, which the cash flow system for me when I set it up was a mixture of the cash flow system with different accounts, but it was also a mixture of what I call the percentage-based budget. And I actually learned this from somebody else, so no, I do not take credit for it. But the percentage-based budget is essentially where you have these separate accounts, you have your categories attached to your accounts, and then you just put a percentage towards how much each account needs, each paycheck. And she set it up, and if you want to learn more about it, you kind of have to buy it from her. But I learned this from Chelsea Joan. Maybe she's got a few episodes out there. I'm not sure if she's got a budgeting episode out there, but this is who I learned it from because I bought her Systemize Your Life course, which that's the name of her podcast if you want to go check it out. No, I'm not an affiliate. No, I'm not going to get paid for telling you about this, but I do think that she is a great resource for so many things. So definitely go check it out if that's something that entices you to learn more about the system. But essentially, the percentage-based budget just helped you, if you didn't have a set income, be able to pay for each thing. So as you brought in a paycheck that had a whole bunch of cash, so maybe say this paycheck was like $2,000 and the next paycheck is like $1,000 and the next paycheck is like $1,500. You know, you don't have those set amounts that makes it easy to just say, oh, this much goes here, this much goes there kind of thing. It allows you to be able to put the money into an account and watch it grow and accrue, which was great. When I tried it out, it was awesome. I ended up saving a lot of money, but then I also ended up spending a lot of money in some of those categories that was supposed to be saving up for those yearly expenses because I wasn't able to track it as easily. I wasn't able to say, well, this much goes into, you know, maybe it was gas because I had gas in the account and then I had the other car expenses. So like car maintenance, car yearly, the tags and everything. And I would usually just end up spending it all towards gas and forget about the fact that I needed to have it for the yearly expenses as well, or even the monthly maintenance, you know, that kind of stuff. Or maybe there was something that was going on with it. I also had my repairs in there as well. Well, I didn't have the money in there when something came up because I had spent it all. And so that's why I just really struggled with that system. It was a great system. It was so easy to implement. All you had to do was plug and play and it just did it all for you and it was awesome. But I had no way to track it and to keep myself from overspending in that budget. And so I kind of backed off from the percentage-based budgeting because it just really wasn't working in the long term. It was working short term and in some areas where I didn't have to worry about overspending, it was working great. But when I had to worry about overspending, I just couldn't figure out a way to keep that from happening. So then what I did was I mixed it all together. I mixed the zero-based budgeting with the percentage-based budgeting and the cash flow system. So I have multiple accounts with certain names, with certain jobs, and I have them set up so that I can track them easily, so that I can have every dollar have a job, so that I can know where that money needs to go and I can plug and play it without having to really think about it. And then also, if I have that flex and flow of money, there's a way to compensate for that and not have to stress over the money. So I've just really figured out how to put that all together, which is great. So, but one more thing before I jump into how to set this up. I also want to talk about a part of the percentage-based budgeting that is a rule that you've probably heard about, but maybe you haven't really thought about that much. And I know I talked about it in the last episode, maybe the last couple episodes. I'm not positive. But anyways, it's the 10-20-70 rule, or there's also like the 50-30-20 rule. But it's essentially separating up your finances into a certain goal amount to live on, to save on, and to give on. So in this particular instance, the 10-20-70 rule, and I'm not sure if I actually have that written right. It might be 70-20-10, but you're going to get the point. 10% of your income. So you take your total monthly amount and you times it by 10%. And that's how much you should roughly be giving in a month or in a paycheck. And then you divide it by 20, and that's how much you should be saving. And you divide it by 70, and that's how much you should be living on for both your wants and your needs. And I think it's so great. I think it's a great thing to have, a great idea to have. But I know that as a one-income family, this can be really difficult because it's not like you have other sources of income. Maybe you do. Maybe you are building a business like I am on the side, or maybe you have a side hustle, or maybe you're in an MLM and you have other sources of income coming in, like Mary Kay, or there's a book one. I think it's like Usborne Books, or there's Epicure, which is a food one. I mean, there are so many different ones. There's a workout one too. I don't know what they are because I'm not really in that line of work, right? But I know that they are out there, and it's a way you can create money on the side to really boost your income. But if you're not doing that, if you are just solely living off of one income without that extra little boost to on the side, then doing the 10-20-70 rule can be a struggle, especially if you are in debt. Now, I'm not 100% against debt, but if you are in debt, I think I'm going to step on some toes. As a one-income family, your goal should be not living in debt, not bringing in debt, because that is money that you can't really afford to spend. Think about it. Money, like when you go in debt to buy something because you want that instant gratification, is essentially just paying somebody to get that money right now. Do you really need whatever it is that you're buying right now? Or can you save up for to get it in the future? I know that there are situations, there are emergencies where you might need it, but that's why you need an emergency fund. You need $2,000 emergency fund for when you blow a tire, for when you are broke down on the side of the road and maybe your car maintenance or car repair fund hasn't been grown big enough to be able to handle it. So you need that to be able to pay for getting your vehicle fixed. You know, it's those kind of things where you don't want to rely on credit cards. And like I said, I'm really going to be stepping on toes right now, and people are going to get mad at me with this. But I so believe that you do not need a credit card, and living on one income, you shouldn't have one. Credit cards are pretty much just the I'm struggling at saying this because I don't want to step on toes, but credit cards are just really a way to satisfy that instant gratification, to be able to get it now instead of having to wait. And when you are living on one income, you cannot think that way. Delayed gratification is the life that you need to embrace. And you're still going to be able to get those things that you want. You're still going to be able to get the things that you need, but it's just going to take a little bit longer. And even when it takes that little bit longer, that means that you're going to enjoy it even more. Because when you get those things right now, when you buy that thing that you want right now with that instant gratification, you're not going to enjoy it as long. That that value just isn't there because you didn't have to work for it. And that's why I am so against, I'm against credit cards. And I think that you can live so much, you can live a better life without one. And I'm sorry if I stepped on your toes, and if you want to yell at me, come on over to the group and let's hash it out and talk about it. But definitely that should be your first thing that you try to get rid of is that debt. Get rid of those credit cards, because as a one income family, it's just not smart to have it. It just really, it burns a hole in your pocket, because that is money that is unplanned money. That is money that you're like, oh, well, I can just do whatever I want with it because it doesn't have a job. And that's the whole point of the zero-based budget, is by putting a job to every dollar you have, then it just really takes away that overspending. It takes away that desire of instant gratification. It puts your thought back into what it is that you're doing and really makes you think, do I need this or do I not? Instead of going, oh, I've got the credit, let's swipe. And that's just not a place that I want you to live, especially on one income, because it can be so dangerous. It can get you to a point where it's just, there's no point of return, and I don't want that for you. I want you to be able to live a joyful life, a happy life. Plus, when it comes to credit cards, the interest that you are paying on a credit card loan is like 18 to, I don't know, 25%. And that is ridiculously high. When you go to get a car payment, your interest on that, the highest, depending on how long you have the loan, can be up to 7%. 7% compared to 18 to 20%, that is a ridiculous difference. And I would even say that if you have to do something like that, go to the bank and get a personal loan over getting a credit card, because the interest is not going to be as high. Anyways, I still don't think you should do that. I think you should wait and save up for it. But, you know, sometimes there are times where you kind of need to, but I guess my point is, get rid of those credit cards so that you are able to live the life that you want. Okay, so I'm going to get off that rant. There will be another episode on debt and how to get out of debt in December, but, you know, I'm going to try not to go down that rabbit hole again. Anyways, let's go back to our budgeting setup and how to create your ultimate power budget based off of these three systems. So the first thing that I want you to do is I want you to give a job to every dollar. So I want you to set up that zero-based budget. Figure out what your categories are, set up your zero-based budget. Open more accounts if you need to, so that it's easier for you to place that money in different locations and not have to worry about whether or not you're going to overspend. And that's what the cash flow is for. It's to give you those boundaries. It's to give you those rules to help you stay in line, right? Okay, then you need to pay off your debt, because if you have a whole bunch of debt, opening or setting up the percentage-based budget based on the 10-20-70 rule is going to be very difficult, because that is where if you don't have the extra play in your finances, then putting that percentage on what it is that you do can be very difficult. But it is a great goal to work towards. It is a great goal to be able to have your debt paid off so that you can set up that 10-20-70 rule on your zero-based budget with your cash flow system that allows you to give, that allows you to save, that allows you to not overspend, because every dollar has a job and you're not going to take it from its job, because then you would be able to not, or you would not be able to, you know, cover whatever expenses that maybe you have in a year, or you would not be able to buy that maybe you're saving up for a car, maybe you're saving up to go on vacation. You know, there are so many things out there. If you're saving up for those goals, then you can't do that without paying off your debt. And then that's when the zero-based budget really comes into play, because you can, after you get that debt paid off, it can be really easy to just plug and play your amounts in there, which you can still plug and play with the other system without the percentage-based part added on there. But you can throw that percentage in there and things can grow a lot easier without having to think about it. You throw it in there and then you just move the money into the accounts that you need. And then there's cushion in each one of those accounts. And that's one of the things that I really enjoyed about the last one, is that there was cushion that really, if something ended up being a little bit more in my bill account, I was able to cover it. If something ended up being a little bit more when I had those higher paychecks, I was able to cover the things that normally I'd have been like, okay, well, where am I going to pull this money from? And have to really sit there and think about it. It makes it so much easier when you combine these systems instead of trying to keep them separate. Okay, so if this is something that you would like to learn more about and get a more personal touch on, please reach out to me and hop on a free clarity call with me. This is a call where we will talk about your budget. We will talk about if you're struggling to stick to the budget, where you're struggling to stick to the budget, and really specifically learn where it is that you need to start. This clarity call is a call to help you stick to your budget by first learning where to start so that you can really dive deep into that area, get a win in that small area so that you aren't struggling as much. Because when it comes to finances, you really want those small wins, because that's going to keep you motivated and keep you excited to move on, to move forward, and to make a difference in your life, in your finances. Because if you just have this really big obstacle in your way that you have to get done and you're struggling, it can be so difficult to continue to push on, to continue to move forward, especially if you're doing it on your own and by yourself. And that is what I want to help you with. I am here to help you, to hold your hand, to push you, to motivate you, to get these systems in place, to get this budget that is going to really catapult your finances and give you the life that you and your family desire, to be able to reach those financial goals that you have been longing for so long. You can do it. I know you can. And that is why I want to help you. And I am first giving you a free clarity call. I want you to hop on that so that you can see where it is that you need to start. And maybe you come work with me. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just need a little bit of light shed on an area that you're struggling with and you just need a little bit of guidance. I am there for you. So please head on over to calendly.com/MollyBunnell. That's www.calendly.com/Molly, E-N-E-L-L, and grab a free clarity call so that you can stick to your budget by first learning where to start. Alrighty, so thank you for hanging out with me today, and I will see you next week at the same time, at the same place, with those details that for what's coming up in the podcast, what's coming up in the next few weeks that I'm going to be dripping out, or you can come join the One Income Family Insiders list and get a newsletter and be one of the first to learn about what's going to be coming up. So I will see you right here on the podcast, The One Income Family, next week. So have a great week. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies. So I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.